Jim, to answer your first question, we are aware of some of the things. We're still gathering information. I really can't comment any further until we get more information as far as, you know, the incident or the incidents are concerned.
Does that affect, though, pursuing him?
It's part of a very, very small part of the puzzle, but we still need to get some more information.
You know, since we had everybody together, we thought it would be a good time to kind of talk about free agency, kind of talk about the offseason, talk about things going on. It would be a good opportunity to kind of address a number of you at the same point in time. You know, obviously the season's been over for a number of weeks. We're 2 weeks away from free agency. We have a number of free agents that we would like to retain. We're in discussions with those gentlemen's agents. You know, we're in negotiations with a number of them. You know, I think what you're going to see over the next 2 weeks, I think you're going to see things accelerate. The pace picks up. I think so far in the league, I think there's only been two potential free agents that have signed. So it's been very quiet. There's a lot of posturing that goes on at this point in time. But I think now, and with the combine coming up and then free agency starting 2 weeks, I think, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to make some good progress with our free agents. From a restricted free agency standpoint, we have no restricted free agents, so we don't have to go through that process at all. I think, you know, the negotiations at this time of the year, I think it's a tough thing for the fan to watch because you're wanting things to happen, but I think it's part of the normal process that happens every year. I think, you know, what you have is you have a situation where there aren't really leverage points. You know, I think you have a situation where, you know, players or their agents can sometimes have unrealistic demands. There's no leverage points. And even one of the things that happens sometimes is in the negotiations, they want us to promise a role or negotiate what role they're going to have with the team. And obviously only Jeff and the coaches can decide, you know, if it's a fourth corner wanting to be a third corner, well, guess what? We can't decide that in the financial package. That's something that has to happen on the field. So I think there's, you know, some complicated things that all have to be worked through. But I think as you get closer to free agency, you know, some of those leverage points pick up, and I think you start seeing things happen. So that's kind of where we are at this point in time. Jeff, would you like to add anything to it?
No, I mean, it's the process. It's ongoing. As Mike said, it's going to pick up. Things are clearly going to pick up. Neither side has leverage right now. So the closer you get to the date, I think the more heated the discussions get. And, you know, as we said at the end of the season, we have interest in getting everybody back. And our ability to do that will depend on what happens over the next couple of weeks and what the market bears.
Mike, you already have a number in mind as far as Albert is concerned. Could you say, I know you're not going to tell us, but do you have that number in your mind, or Jeff will put it together as far as this is the top dollar we'll pay out?
Well, I think with all your free agents, and again, I wouldn't answer any questions specifically as it relates to one player, but I think you need to do that with all of your people, kind of figure out what kind of deal makes sense, how far you're willing to go, what's the right amount, and, you know, approach it, you know, from that standpoint, whether it's Albert or any of the other 13 players.
Yeah, their camp has expressed the desire to be the top paid defense player in the NFL. I mean, if they stick to their guns, could you do that?
Well, I don't think it behooves us at this point in time to give away what our strategies would be or what we think the market would be for an individual player. So I really wouldn't go into that. I think we're in a pretty good situation cap room-wise, cash-wise, that we should have the resources to retain the players that we need to.
Do you feel like that if Albert sees the free agent market, that your chances of re-signing him are gone or greatly diminished?
Well, you never know how the free agent market works. Sometimes that can happen. Sometimes that's not the case. I think all of our players, what tends to happen in free agency is everybody envisions it's going to be, you know, the perfect Shangri-La. I'm sure that, and that's not always the case, quite honestly. And I think the important thing is if you stay with those guys and are determined, I think you got a chance.
The league has a history of overpaying for top free agents. Is that a concern now that somebody comes in with just a crazy offer at midnight on the 27th?
Well, I think that's always a concern. I think when you say the league, I think what happens is you have 32 teams and it only takes one to pay much more than the other 31 would be willing to pay. So that's a concern of getting to free agency. And I think if you're a player or an agent, that's kind of what you're hoping for.
How active do you expect to be in terms of other teams' free agents that hit the market?
I think we'll look at those players. We've already graded them out and have a good feeling for what they are and put values on them. And, you know, we have a feeling for which ones could help our team. And some of that will be determined by what happens with our own free agents.
Jeffrey, you lose Kerry Collins and you don't sign him. Presents perhaps a very interesting quarterback situation here and there.
You know, we said at the end of the season hope that, you know, we had hope and expectation that we'd be able to re-sign Kerry. I also said that Vince is eventually going to be our starter. So, you know, we don't know what the market's going to be. I believe that Kerry has every interest in coming back. And if he comes back, then for all intents and purposes, he's our starter and Vince waits. If he doesn't, then, you know, we'll deal with that. But our interest right now is to try to get Kerry back.
How are you as far as your value for him and his value of himself? Where do you, as far as talks go with his agent and that?
You know, we've had a number of discussions with him. You know, nothing's imminent at this point in time.
Isn't that leverage situation with him, though? Is there because each side kind of made it sound like this is the place he wants to be?
Well, I think that's true, and I think that's true with a lot of our players. I think, you know, we've got a good thing going here, the record, the camaraderie, the coaches. You know, I think all of our players really want to be back, and it's a matter of just finding the right deal for them. I don't think they think the grass is greener on the other side. They realize that, you know, we've got a chance to do some exciting things on the field here, and it's also a very, it's a good quality of life. It's a good place to be.
Do you expect to have to use the franchise tag this year, maybe either on Baronis or Skate?
I think that's always a possibility, and I think, you know, we'll go up to the very end to determine whether or not we do that.
Mike, do you get the sense from fans around the league that all eyes kind of are on you and Albert, and with him being the top free agent, that there's a lot of people that are kind of, the eyes are on you guys right now, so to speak?
Well, I think the eyes are on a lot of people. I think Baltimore's got a lot of good players up. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are in that same situation, and you tend to focus on your issues and think they're the most important. But I think there's a lot of teams with, you know, with issues they'll have to sort out, you know, this offseason.
Does the potential uncapped year throw a wrench in this whole thing?
It changes the landscape a little bit just because the cap is different this year. Things will accelerate. You know, there's a potential for an uncapped year. There's a potential that free agency, you know, won't be after 4 years. It'll be after 6 years. So there's a lot of things that could change, and it makes it a tough environment to do deals in because there is so much unknown.
With the draft being, with the combine being next week, you have to feel confident about your place late in the draft. After picking Chris Johnson last year, can you talk about that? What's the grading scale for potential pro players?
Well, and that's, you know, one of the things going on now, our college scouts are in, so we've been going through the pre-combine meeting next week. We'll all be at the combine, the coaches and the scouts. And, you know, the tough thing is the better you do, the later you draft. So this year we'll draft 30th. And, you know, we'd like to draft a player that has the same impact as Chris Johnson had for us this year.
Easier said than done, come out last year?
That's much easier to say than to do it. But I think we have high expectations, and I think the good thing we have going right now is I think we have a really good communication between the scouts and the coaches. The scouts have a really good understanding of what the coaches want, and the two groups work together, and I think that's a key component in all this.
Have you had any conversations, Mike, with Craig Kendrick, and when do you need to know from him as far as what he's going to do?
We have not, but we're hoping that, you know, we can get things resolved in the near to immediate future. I mean, it makes sense. It's common sense. If you got a player, a starter that's pondering retirement, you need a decision as quickly as possible so you can move on. We're not pressuring Craig, however. No, we've got too much respect for Craig to put pressure on.
Do you have a hunch one way or the other what he's going to do?
Not at this point, no.
If he decides he does want to continue playing, do you want him back as your punter?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Jeff, would you comment about the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, we are really excited about having the opportunity. For whatever reason, kind of got the sense that we were passed over a couple of times. One, I think, particularly because of the move, but now that we've been invited, we're very, very excited. I think the game against the Bills will be a very exciting ball game. The reasons for the game, I think, the tradition and the AFL and everything, and Mr. Adams and Mr. Wilson, I think this is a great reason to have these two teams come together. At this point, I know we have a lot of players that have never seen it. And it'll be an opportunity for them to go through the hall and pay their respects to the great tradition in this league. And it's an opportunity to play an extra preseason game. And we'll play our players. We're not necessarily going to come into camp 2 weeks before the Hall of Fame game. We'll have our team ready to go up there and be competitive and put together a good product.
So next week, how much sooner will you?
With the way things are now with the off-season program, the way it's been and what I expect out of our players this year in the off-season program and their commitment, I guess we could probably get ready to play a game in 7, 8, 9 days.
How much you benefit from being able to start camp a little bit earlier than most everybody else?
I don't know how much you benefit, but I know there's not a disadvantage there. It's not going to be a detriment because the players are going to be in such good shape. You come in, you get ready to go play a ball game. To me, it's another opportunity to develop and evaluate younger players, particularly rookies.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.